The first step toward getting what you want is knowing what you want. That was one of former Pittsburgh Mayor Tom Murphy's main messages to Panama City about redevelopment during Wednesday night's presentation sponsored by the citizens group Panama City Growing Strong.
And I go to lots of communities and they are reactive. They don't know what they want. They're waiting for people to come and say, I'll do this or I'll do that. And at the end of Harrison Street, you need to know what you want. You need to know what you want. You can't wait for other people because they're going to come with ideas of stuff they want. Now, maybe it comes together, but you need to be clear about what you want. That's number one. And two is you need to be willing to invest, particularly in the public spaces, because great public spaces make great places.
Murphy has a lot of experience with revitalizing ailing downtowns. When he was elected as mayor in 1994, Pittsburgh was depressed. More than half the population had left, he said. Unemployment was high, former factories were sitting on the riverside abandoned, and to top it off, the city was broke. Reversing the decline was an uphill battle, during which he made many difficult and unpopular decisions. Under his direction, over 100 employees, including some police officers, were laid off at one point to make money in the city's budget to buy vacant land. He pushed for and gave the go-ahead for developments in several areas where existing residents said they didn't want it. At one point during his presentation, he talked about people throwing chairs at him. It was unclear if that was literal or not. He pushed companies like Home Depot to open stores outside their usual parameters through public-private partnerships. And that was no easy feat, he said, recounting a story of how he and his bodyguard basically kidnapped a Home Depot executive.
And that had been vacant for about 20 years. And we said to ourselves, what are we going to get rich people and poor people to come back to this neighborhood? And we decided it was a Home Depot. And this is in the mid-90s, and there were no urban Home Depots in America. And so we called up the Home Depot people and said, would you think about locating a store there? And they laughed at us and said, we never think about putting a store there. Our motto is put them out in the suburbs on the interstate. And so I called up the mayor of Atlanta at the time and I said, tell me about the two guys that own Home Depot. And he said, you know, they're both very active in Atlanta, but particularly Bernie Marcus is very philanthropic and is active in national Jewish affairs. And so I called up some friends of mine in the Jewish community and said, could you invite Bernie Marcus to speak at a dinner here sometime? And a couple months later, Bernie Marcus came to Pittsburgh to speak at a dinner, and a friend of mine hosted a reception for him. I had a bodyguard in, and my bodyguard and I walked up to Bernie Marcus, and my bodyguard showed him his gun and said, we're kidnapping you. This is a true story. And Bernie Marcus looked like, are you nuts? And we said, you can make our dreams come true, but if you come with us for a half hour. And so we put him in a car and took him out to the site and showed him the site and said, we want you to put a Home Depot there. And he said, boy, this is not where we would think about putting a Home Depot. But by the end of the evening, he came up to me and said, we'll take a risk with you. And he would call me every 3 months as the building was being built. We had to buy more land. It was a big deal. So the Home Depot located there. From the day it opened until last week when I was there, it is the highest sales volume store in the Pittsburgh market.
So, to put it in the words of a Pittsburgh Business Journal review article written about 10 years after Tom Murphy wasn't in office anymore, his time was vexing but visionary. And visionary because it worked. In 2009, President Barack Obama held the G20 summit in Pittsburgh to celebrate the city's revival as it had become tech-savvy, eco-friendly, with unemployment and foreclosure rates lower than the national average. As Murphy said, I've been rehabilitated because they were successful. The same sort of transformation, Murphy said, is possible in Panama City.
You have good bones. You have good architecture. You have the bay and the ocean right here. You have a beach. You have opportunities. You have good residential neighborhoods. You have interesting old industrial buildings that are vacant that could be seen as liabilities, that could be seen as opportunities.
The new City Hall being renovated right now at 509 Harrison Avenue, he said, is a good example of the city using its resources to reinvest in the community, though he did question if it was done intentionally or not. At the end of the day, he said, use investments from the private sector. Make great public spaces. Don't be afraid of tax increment financing, he said, showing the slide with dozens of agreements from projects that reinvested 25 to 40% of future taxes back into project growth. Use good negotiating to make sure you don't get your pocket picked, and have good leadership in place that can withstand criticism.
How you put those together, the conversation you have, will determine whether you're going to do it or not. It's not about any of those other things. It's about whether you have the community and political will to reach for the future.
The next Panama City Growing Strong event is going to be a fundraiser at Black and White Tavern on April 16th. The next speaker is going to be on April 24th, featuring Quint Stutter from Pensacola, who the group has called a mentor to them. And for more information on the group, go to pcgrowingstrong.org.